Welcome to your daily devotional, April 13th. Quarantine. Leviticus chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, "Unclean, unclean." He shall be unclean. All the days he has the sore, he shall be unclean. He is unclean, and he shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. Outbreaks of contagious infectious diseases are not new to the human experience. Today, we have COVID-19. In Bible times, they had leprosy, a skin disease in which the body would waste away, for which there was no human cure. For the health of the Israelite community, people who contracted leprosy would cover their faces and be isolated or quarantined and/or socially distanced for an indefinite period of time from the rest of society. Israel had a very efficient system to do this, which was prescribed by the law of God in Leviticus chapters 13 and 14. I often imagine what it would be like for people to undergo a period of quarantine, but now I have witnessed it in my lifetime. People are undergoing feelings of isolation, unworthiness, and hopelessness. This is where God comes in. There is an account in the Gospels that records the personal touch of Jesus upon a diseased and quarantined man. And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately the leprosy left him. That was a reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. First, we see that God heals according to his own perfect will. Indeed, God has power over disease and exercises it by way of natural and supernatural healing as he so chooses. Second, we see that Jesus is willing to personally come into contact with those who are sick, even those who are under quarantine. Even if nobody else can or will physically come to you, Jesus can and will always come to comfort you with his peace and compassion in your time of need. You only need pray the Father and he shall come immediately, ready and willing to refresh and heal your ailing spirit. Finally, a word about self-quarantine. If you are ordered to self-quarantine for public health reasons, then obey the order and self-quarantine. However, please be advised that you should never spiritually self-quarantine from God. So many folks retreat into their own shells, not even letting Jesus Christ in. He stands at your heart's door knocking, seeking entrance. Let him in today.